Well, just enjoyed Sunday. I hope you did as well. And enjoyed the whole day. The wedding and everything. Amen. Wasn't that a good surprise? It's nice, wasn't it? And we didn't mention Brother Mosley, but continue to pray for Brother Felton Mosley and as he continues to recover from his sickness and he continues to get stronger. And again, appreciate everybody for Sunday working so hard. And food was good. Amen. The brisket was good. And the music, everything was great. And a lot of visitors here. Let's pray for our visitors. We are going to move that Sunday, Heritage Day, back a Sunday next year. And we've kind of hopped around on that date. We sometimes have it the week before, the week of, Thanksgiving, and so forth. But we're going to move it back. We had a ton of people out already for Thanksgiving. Now that the schools are letting, most of the schools now are letting everybody out the whole week. And so we'll move it back a Sunday next week. Appreciate Miss Roberta playing most of the songs and just, that's got to wear on your fingers, you know. And, of course, if you play like I play the piano, some of you don't even know I play. I play a little, just a little bit. But when I play like a man. Miss Roberta don't even want me on her piano because I just about break it every time I get on it. See how hard I can play that piano, amen. I'm just kind of easing into the message. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I know I have. Our kids have been out. We've had a good time playing with the kids the last couple of days. And it's been a real blessing. And looking forward to the next 3 or 4 days. It's a great time of the year. And I'm looking forward to the Christmas music. I love Christmas music. And it's a time in which we want to give thanks and be grateful for what we have. Psalm 147. As I mentioned Sunday, we have, if you would, the first Thanksgiving. We talked about Squanto, and we think about Governor Bradford declared the first public Thanksgiving. But I want to remind you that when he declared that, it was the first public Thanksgiving to God. It wasn't a Thanksgiving concerning the Indians or whatever, helping them with food and all that stuff. That's not what the intention of Thanksgiving was. Thanksgiving was a time set aside to thank God for His blessings. And that's where our schools and others have just turned it into nothing but a little festive occasion. And we know that after a first harsh winter, that they were thankful to God for the blessings He bestowed upon them. George Washington was the first one to give a Thanksgiving proclamation in 1789. Again, thanking God. In fact, if you, and I just happened today, and I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh hardly anymore. I don't like that he cusses on the air. But today, again, he just mentioned again that he used the illustration that George Washington, if you go back and you read his Thanksgiving proclamation, sounds like Billy Graham. When, you know, that he sounds like a preacher when he's praying. Isn't that amazing that our President George Washington sounds like a preacher when he's praying? And thanking God for what God has done for our country. And again, I mentioned to you Sunday about Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday of November as Thanksgiving Day in 1863. And that he said that people, this is his quote, the people should assemble in their churches and acknowledge the grace of God as manifested in the abundant fruits of field and forest of America. Isn't that amazing? Don't you wish our presidents would set up and say that? Amen? Thanksgiving is about thanking God for what He's done for us. Thanksgiving is a time set aside to thank the Lord for His abundant blessings. And then Congress made Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1941. But again, the emphasis, and our kids are in here tonight, and the teenagers are upstairs, but our kids are in here, that Thanksgiving is about thanking God. And we need to get back to that. Make that time. I know when we go to my dad's, especially in my in-laws as well, and usually my dad or my father-in-law and his house will pray, and absolutely taking a little extra time instead of, you know, rub-a-dub-a-dub, thank you for the grub, you know. Take a little time and pray and thank God for what He's done. Amen? Just thank God for what He's done and show your kids in that prayer and the importance of what the Lord has done for us. We need people to be thankful. We are selfish again by nature. We teach this all the time. We know absolutely we are. And Thanksgiving is, again, a time we can remember about what all the Lord has done for us. Psalm 147 is a song of praise. It's a song of thanksgiving. And verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds." Amen. "He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek, and casteth the wicked down to the ground." We understand we need to thank God for His great power. And we do serve a powerful God. A powerful God. Again, He heals the brokenhearted. He bindeth up their wounds. He knows the name of all the stars. He named them. And knows them, and He says there, "And He calleth them by their names." And He says, "He telleth the number of the stars." He knows them by name. He knows how many there is. I mean, we serve a powerful God. "Great is the Lord of great power. His understanding is" what? "Infinite." He is God's great power by way of His grace, by way of His wisdom. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. And you think about, again, He bindeth up their wounds, and yet He also counteth the stars. In other words, He is great in power, but also great in gentleness. That was actually said of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if you've ever read the book, and some of you men may want to find the book if you'd like to read it. It's called The Man of Steel and Velvet. Abraham Lincoln was known as the Man of Steel and Velvet. Gentleness and yet power. And we serve a God who is powerful and yet loving and kind and gracious. He is powerful by way of His grace, by way of His wisdom, by way of His judgments. In other words, in verse 6, it says, "The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground." We serve a just God. Just means fair. God is always fair. And the right will triumph, and the wrong will be defeated. Amen? David many times looked and said, "Why are the wicked prospering while the righteous fail?" And God reminded him many times and says, "You got to remember the end, and not necessarily what's going on right now. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. I promise you." Amen. We know that from the Word of God. And listen, they reap what they sow. It always comes around to them. The Bible says so. By the way, that term and that promise, "You reap what you sow," is not only for the saved, but for the lost. Right? God is to be praised for His power. God is to be praised for His provision. Look at verse 7. "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that" what? "Fear Him, and those that hope in His mercy." We see God's great provision. He provides nature with its necessities. We know from Matthew that He provides the sparrow His food. And then God also takes care of us. And what a great delight in knowing that God will provide our every need. God delights in human affection, not in animal strength. He delights not in horses' strength and so forth. Do you understand that God delights in you? He thinks about you. We know this from Psalm 8. He thinks about us, but He delights in us. I absolutely believe, and the Bible teaches, He delights in us. He delights in taking care of us, providing for us. It's not something He has to do, something He wants to do. Amen? Glad we have a Heavenly Father that way. "Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For He hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth His commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth His ice like morsels. Who can stand before His cold?" We're going to see that Thursday. He sendeth out His word and melteth them. He causeth His wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth His word unto Jacob, His statutes and His judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for His judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. And then we see also His providence for His people, in that He has strengthened the bars of Jerusalem. In other words, that He has dealt with His people. He's talking about the nation of Israel. He has dealt with them. He has provided for them, done all these things for them, strengthened the bars and so forth. And who can stand against God? Who can stand against the elements that God sends? I mean, you can only put on so many coats, right? Amen. But God says God has not dealt so with Israel. God has provided for them the providence of God and providence over the whole earth in verse 16 and 17. God should be praised. Why? Because of His great power. I mean, He created the stars, named them, keeps them in their course. The Bible says all those things are upheld by the word of His power. By Him all things consist. We talked about that here lately. And the word consist means they're glued. His power, His great power, His provision and providing for His people. And then His providence. In the providence of God, America is what she is today. Let's be thankful for what God has done. We can be thankful, you know, as Israel can look back and thank God for what God has done for them, so America should look back and be thankful for what God has done for this great nation. And though she has many problems, this is still the greatest nation in the world. And let's uphold our nation in prayer. At the same time, thank the Lord for what He's done. We want to take a few minutes, and we usually do this right before Thanksgiving, and Brother Clark's got a microphone. If you would like to give a testimony of Thanksgiving tonight, just a testimony, whatever you like. We need somebody to start us out. Who's going to start us off? Brother Harry will start us off. He'll get the ball rolling. When I was in church growing up, we had testimony services three or four times a year, and something that's kind of gone by the wayside, but it can be a real blessing, and let's just be thankful. Go ahead, Brother Harry.
Well, I'm thankful first and foremost for my salvation. I'm thankful for my church family. I'm especially thankful for my wife and my children, that God would provide a perfect woman to be perfect helpmeet for me. Amazing blessing. She's made me a better man than what I ever could have been on my own, and I'm thankful to God for that. Thankful for the call that God has put in my life to serve Him. And thankful that He wouldn't cast me aside with all the things I've done. That He, when He saved me, He washed it all away and was a new creature, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my wonderful children and their health and their safety. I go on
Amen. Now.
Thankful for,
that's good.
Thankful for my mother's salvation and her witnessing and sharing with the rest of my family. I'm thankful for my father's profession of faith and that the Lord has chosen to extend His time here, to let my mom have a Christian husband for a little bit of time after all the time that she didn't. Thankful for the growth that we've seen here, not just in the numbers, but in spiritually. I'm thankful for the opportunity to teach and to share my faith and to witness and to see people one to Christ. And thankful for the men and women who are far from home serving and putting their lives on the line for us so that we can stand here
Amen.
In comfort and ease and come to God and to share that with one another.
Man, what else? Just a couple. You don't have to be as long-winded as he was, Brother. Well, we ought to be thankful. Amen.
Thankful first and foremost for my salvation. I was saved at the age of six. Decision I've never regretted. Thankful that the God would be so gracious that my parents would be drawn into a place that preaches the Word of God just because of the influence it had over their children. So my family, consequently, by our salvation, were drawn to a local New Testament church that preached the gospel, and they were saved. I'm thankful for the call of God on my life to be in the ministry. I felt very blessed, very fortunate, obviously in comparison to the lost, but even I thank God for counting me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Thankful for very much for my first ministry job. I work a full-time job outside of here. I'm thankful for that too. The Lord's really blessed me, but I come here and for an hour a week I get to spend time in the choir, having the most fun at work that I've ever had in my entire life. And most of you probably would disagree with that, and I'm sorry, but I do have a really good time. I'm thankful for Pastor Crawford, who was very gracious to me, for the opportunity that he gave to me, and very, very kind, very, very pastor-like. And I believe that's one of, you know, a huge, huge gift. And a lot of men don't have that. So, Pastor Crawford, thank you for the opportunity. And thank you all very much. It's great to be a part of the family.
Amen. Brother Doyce, down here at the front. Brother Clark, get some of that exercise so he can eat more at Thanksgiving.
Oh, first off, of course, I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for a wife who kept on nagging me to go to church. I'm thankful for God's call in my life. This church is just phenomenal, wonderful, loving, spiritual, and everything I can possibly say that you guys have been a blessing. I'm glad God's called me. And right now, you know, one of the big things I'm thankful for is the tests and trials I go through in my life. You know, God's leaning toward me and teaching me and showing me how to do things and how to go through things. And just, you know, it's a huge blessing to be here under Pastor Crawford with everyone here. And it's just, I love you guys and thank you all very much for being here.
Amen. Come on, ladies. Any ladies? Oh. Yeah, somebody up front. Want to be next? Miss Elizabeth will be, yeah.
Well, I am obviously thankful for the salvation. I'm thankful for my family, like everyone, you know, else says, and my church, and that. I look back on my life when I was, you know, my kid's age. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I didn't have any of the fellowship that they have with Christian children and with the church, and I'm thankful that I live in a country that we can have that.
Yeah.
I think about my father, and he's passed now several years, but Veterans Day and something that Brother Roy said about, you know, when he listed off everybody in his family about who had given everything. And I remember my dad, he was very withdrawn about it. I have no idea the horrors those men lived through and fought for us so that we could stand here today. And for the men in this room that did that too, I stand in awe of all of you. Obviously, last year when I was here, Don and the kids were gone, and it was pretty tough on me at that point because... I'm thankful for my little girl.
You know?
I can't. All my children are special to me. My wife is special to me. But the fact that God brought us through what He brought us through, why, I have no idea. I don't know why. I just thank God that she's here, that she's healthy, and that we have the testimony that we do, because I know what a testimony she was through that whole process of being in the hospital, to the nurses and the doctors that just were amazed that she could have the peace that she had about it. And I know it was because she's saved and because she has God in her life.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Ms. Elizabeth Treadwell says she would go next.
I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm also thankful for my family. I'm very thankful for a couple. I can't give a testimony without thanking the people that were responsible for getting us in church and in a huge way responsible for our salvation, the Zacharys. I love them more than words can say. And because of them, I have a son in heaven tonight. I have a daughter and son-in-law and two grandchildren sitting here beside me in church. I have a husband in India serving the Lord. Can it get any better than that?
Amen.
And I have a church that I love with all my heart, and a pastor, and people that I love. And I don't just love you. I trust you.
No.
I trust you with everything in my being. And I praise the Lord for you and thank you.
Amen.
Like everyone else is saying, I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for God's patience with me. I don't deserve Him at all, and I'm so thankful that He sees the worth in me. I'm thankful for my two children, that they've accepted the Lord as their Savior, and I'll be with them in eternity in heaven.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my husband, who has led our family do things that seem impossible to me, and that He's shown me that all things are possible when we follow God.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that my parents didn't listen to me when I told them that they were too old to go to India. I'm thankful that no matter how old you are, God is still going to use you.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the testimony that they're showing me and my children.
Yeah. Anyone else? Miss Reed over the other side.
My class does this to Mary every Sunday, so
yeah.
Payback time.
Well, as everyone knows, I'm very thankful for my grandchildren. I do thank the Lord for His Son.
Amen.
That He would die for us. But my grandchildren, I'm very fortunate because I'm around them all the time. And we were talking about prayer. And I love to hear my grandchildren pray.
Amen.
That is a big, big blessing. I have a six-year-old grandson that can probably outpray anybody. And my six-year-old granddaughter is right behind him.
Yeah.
But I also have a two-year-old granddaughter that is learning to pray and does very well. My older grandchildren, they're doing wonderful. I just feel like God has just blessed us so.
Amen.
And I'm real thankful, I really am, for this church. We've been through some problems, and we've been through a lot of joy. But through all of it, God is really blessed, and
Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a little story. What I'm really thankful for. I moved here to Texas a little bit over 3 years ago. I did not know the Lord. And at that time, I wasn't working. I had my kids here, my kids, myself. And you guys had the fall festival. I came to the fall festival for a good time with my kids. Free.
Amen.
What I found was a great family.
Amen.
Church. A relationship with God. And something that nobody can ever take away from me, which is my relationship with God.
Amen.
Before I came here to church, I was like really, really lost. And just God brought me here and gave me all of you guys. You guys didn't know me, didn't know anything about me, but you all opened your arms to me. And there's two things I'm not going to forget. When I first met Miss Tanya, I was talking to her, and I was telling her, why don't I have to do this? And she goes, well, you know what? Just accept the Lord, and everything will fall into place. And everything just seems to, you know,
Amen.
Have fallen into place. One of the things I heard from Brother Crawford's first classes was, you know, if you want to be closer to your family, And at that time, I wanted to be closer with my kids, because you've got to be closer to the Lord. And I've just tried to get closer and closer to the Lord, and I cannot tell you guys how much I have. I've always loved my kids, but now it's just like everything's just so different.
Right.
You know, and it's all thanks to God, and I just want to, you know, thank God for one, because He's always there for me as well.
Amen.
He's helped me out a lot with my kids.
Amen. Isn't that a blessing? I come to the Fall Festival and come get saved. Now effect on her family. We've been having a ladies come nearly every other Sunday for the last several weeks, who was a product of the Fall Festival too. Let's pray for her. And we also had a family here Sunday morning, this last Sunday morning, who was a product of the cups, placing the cups, going to those, the new move-ins. They were here Sunday morning, said that, and when they walked out, said they'd be back. So, amen, it works. Just keep out and keep beating the bushes, amen. We got time for one more. Somebody else would like to give testimony?
I'll go.
You want to? All right, Brother Clark will.
Well, of course, thank God for my salvation, for Him using me. I'm way not worthy. I admit that wholeheartedly. I'm sincere about it. But God still chooses to use me, and I thank Him for that. Of course, thank God for my family. I got a great family.
Yeah.
I'll put my kids against your grandkids praying. Let's go. I couldn't be more proud of my kids. They were raised in a Christian home. Since the time they was infants, they've been raised in a Christian home. And I'm proud of my daughter. She's just done really, really well. And of course, I'm real proud of my son. He's quite a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank God for my pastor. I pray for you every day. God used you in a great way in my life. And I love you. But I thank God that He gave you to be my pastor.
Amen.
I don't ever want another pastor. I got you. And I thank God for that. And I think everybody joins me in that too.
Amen.
Now we got, you know, we stand up here and talk about how thankful we are for my family. You are my family.
Amen.
Every one of you. As dysfunctional as we are,
yeah,
you are my family.
Man.
Mary's the sister we never talk about.
Golly.
I love this church. I love everything about it, and just seeing God work. I'm excited. I thought about it today. When my friend Carla comes back in here in this church and we see what God did in her life.
Amen.
That's going to happen. That's my hope. And it's not a wishful thing. That's my hope in God.
Amen.
And I know it's going to happen, and I just started rejoicing today thinking about it. Just the things that we see God do in people's lives, and the Wildmans. I mean, just, you know, things that we see, as I tell my Sunday school class, we know what happens. The doctors can say, we don't know what happened. We know what happens. We know what happens for sure. But I hope everybody stops this week and thanks God, not just each other, but thanks God, like your message tonight. God's the reason we're to be thankful.
Right. Man, I'm so thankful for my family and blessings of being raised in a Christian home and then now having my own home, raising our kids. And appreciate and love my kids. And they're great guys. I put my kids up against his kids any day. And your grandkids. And God is so good to us, isn't He? I was just thinking again tonight, as Ms. Reed mentioned, Brother Kelly mentioned, and others. And it's great to be a part of a church family, isn't it? And we have our ups and downs, just like any family. And it's great to go. You know what? Some of the troubles that make us closer. I mean, and then we, you know, and then it's the same way in our regular family. And God has been so good to us, and you are my family. And love this church and love the ministry. And looking forward to a good week with my dad and mom, and what a blessing it's going to be. And even my in-laws, I'm looking forward to that too. And what a blessing. Well, if it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Again, I just, Miss Eva, your testimony is worth the whole thing. I appreciate you very much and love you and praying for you. And that is wonderful. Let's all stand and be dismissed in prayer. Just remember again, Christmas party coming up if you haven't signed up. Baptism here in a couple of weeks. The Christmas musical coming up here in a few weeks. Just kind of keep all these things on your list. We are going to have the Lord's Supper on the 19th of December. Just kind of heads up on that. No organized visitation Saturday. And just be in prayer, if you would, for Miss Frances Neal, as well as these others. The Hinkle family, that's such a tragedy because Sarah was not only, of course, part of their family and just a great part, but she was also the one who was really the hub of the family. She's the one who booked the meetings and did the groundwork and did all those things. And just truly, truly, absolutely going to be missed, not only by her family, but many churches around the country who they have ministered to. So be in prayer for the Hinkle family. Be careful, be safe as you travel. Let's pray for each other as a family. And everybody stay safe on the roads. We think about also Miss Linda Smith out in Timbuktu somewhere, traveling around the country, over in Europe somewhere. I don't remember where she's at, but keep Miss Linda in your prayer. I'm glad today I called Miss Van Fleet, Miss Van Fleet. You're welcome. I'm still going to get a pie, right? Eventually. All right, our relationship's still good, no issues. When you get over the pain, okay, good. All right, let's be dismissed in prayer. Brother Roy Reed, would you dismiss us, please?